Remember back in the day when you could buy penny candy for, oh, say a penny? You couldn't wait to get home from school so that you could go outside, making sure to pay attention to the streetlights because that was the only indication that it was time for you to get your tail in the house or you were in big trouble. Then there was your first crush. Your heart beat fast whenever they walked into the room, and man, if they liked you back at the same time, it was heaven. You would hold hands, maybe a kiss on the cheek, maybe second base if no one was around. Well, my oh my, how times have changed. The latest stats show that almost half of American teens lose their virginity by the age of 17. According to a report put out by the Allen Guttmacher Institute, New York, 7 in 10 women who had sex before 14 report it having been involuntarily. On the news the other night, the report said that 1 in 4 sexually active teen girls are infected with an STD. 1 in 4. That could be anything from chlamydia, gonorrhea, genital warts, and or herpes. Whether you have a teenager in your home or not, chances are that you know one that is sexually active. The scary thing is that a lot of these teen girls are having anal sex because they think it still makes them a virgin. When we look around at the latest fashions, music, TV shows, and let us not forget commercials, it's no wonder that our young women are having a hard time trying to fit into this image that society is telling them is acceptable. Popularity was always the goal in high school, but you got that by being involved in sports, student activities, or for your grades. Now, both guys and girls are telling all to get street credibility. It's not that teens were not having sex back in the day. It's just that it usually involved boyfriend and girlfriend combinations. Teens today are changing sexual partners like kids used to swap baseball cards. It seems that we've been hearing the good news of teen pregnancies on the decline. However, sexually transmitted diseases are not declining, and self-esteem is not rising. These young ladies grow up into young women that think it's better to use your body than your brain to get what you want. Young men take on beliefs that girls come a dime a dozen. Think that you are not affected by this? How do you think this impacts the dating pool? Where do you think these young women and men go after they've made their way through their entire cheerleading or football squad? Think there could be any online right now pretending to be older or someone else? My point is this: pay now or pay later. It would be a lot easier and cheaper to pay now. Pay attention. Reach out to some young person or group. Give them a little time, energy, guidance, and love. It goes a long way to a young person in need. The truth is, there are a lot of emotionally damaged young adults that are walking around lost and alone, and in need of someone to give them a little time and attention. My daughter wrote on our home dry erase board last month, "Bad company corrupts good morals." I personally like, "Be the change that you want to see." This is Letitia. I'm a big fan of volunteering. There are a lot of organizations that need people like you to give a little time. As little as a couple of hours a week go a long way. Think about it. You never know whose life you may change in the process. Maybe even your own.